opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Line drive, caught it first, and that's the ball game. They are celebrating on the south side. Back in the postseason for the first time since 2000, the Chicago White Sox are the 2005 American League Central Division champions.
And a tip of the cap not only to Freddy Garcia for taking the game late, but to the new closer, Bobby Jenks, for coming in. First and second, nobody out in the ninth inning. Two strikeouts and a soft liner to end it. Bobby Jenks has certainly earned his spurs with this White Sox ball club. That was a huge save.
I feel like my worlds just collided there for a second, and I feel like Tanny is trying to trick us. Did I hear that right? Was that Boog Shombi and Steve Stone calling a White Sox winner?
That's right. The seldom heard national call from that broadcast. Yeah, that wasn't AI.
You didn't just put that together? You didn't chat GPT that? That is outstanding work.
Although, if I could pick, a team of two guys, like a play-by-play and analyst, like, could do a lot worse than those two.
No, you put those two guys together, it'd be pretty good. It'd be almost as good as what the White... Never mind. I won't even bring that part of it up. I will say that it was great to hear over the last couple of days how many people just loved and cared about Bobby Jenks and all the people that saw some change in him and some growth by him. And we're going to talk with one of his teammates coming up in about 10 minutes, Neil Kotz. Of the 2005 White Sox is going to join us to talk about all sorts of stuff. And he loved Bobby Jenks too. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the reunion of the team that's going to happen this weekend over on the South Side. If you're like, hey, where's Spiggs? Spiggs took ill and he has a license to do that. So he's gone, but we're going to hang out together. You and I and Tanny and Alex and our guests. We're going to hang out until 6 o'clock here on the show. So check this out. Ozzie Guillen is a frequent guest on Mully and Haw. He's outstanding. And you know the gesture, for those of you watching on Twitch, when Ozzie would go out to the mound and give the gesture that he wanted Bobby Jenks? He explained to Mully and Haw exactly how that gesture came to be, and it might not be what you're thinking.
Well, that was in Cleveland. I have Cliff Polite and Neil Kotz on the mound. I want Neil Kotz, and I point to the bullpen know who I want.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I call up, I make a sign to the outfield, Neil Kotz coming up. All of a sudden, my favorite umpire, Joe West, say, you call the righty. I say, I call the righty. Wait a minute. Now it's an argument with it. You call the right. I said, what do I mean you call the right? I said, you know what? Just send me whatever you want. I don't care. Chris Paul come and he throw great. I say, after the game, I say, I have a great bench coach. The umpire helped me to win the game. He made me call the right guy. Then a couple of days later, the next day, they put a letter L and R in my arm. Oh, I think it was Mark Burley.
I've never heard this story.
Side, great one.
In my side of the sleeve, make sure that I don't make the mistake. But in that moment, I had two guys warming up. And Joe West, he was there in the World Series. Then I look up and I see, I think it was Cliff Police. It's not big, you know, it's not a small pair with Bobby. Then I want the big guy. I would make sure. And you know, it's funny because a lot of people say they thought I was calling everybody making fun. Like, look at Ozzie Chiliks telling Bobby how big he is, how fat he is. I said, no. I just want the big guy to make sure they know who I'm calling.
Yeah.
That happened because the same umpire was there. It was in Cleveland.
Yeah, that was great. That was so much fun. That was classic.
The only family, a real family, a good family ever happened to his life. It was 2005 all the way to play for the White Sox. Those guys love him. He loved those guys. After that, he got his kids and his wife. That's it. You know what I mean? He never get along with his family. And White Sox find a real family, the people can trust, the people can listen, the people can talk to him in a tough way. That's why people love him. Anybody in the White Sox uniform, you can ask about Bobby. He was a big teddy bear. You know what I mean? He was a great guy.
I love hearing that from Ozzie Guillen, him telling the story, and of course Joe West. Like, of course. Because no one loved making themselves more a part of the story than him. But I also love, I spoke to a little bit on Monday's show when we talked about the passing of Bobby Jenks, that Bobby went through a lot, man. Like, he went through a lot, and he went through what I thought was a really dynamic change, like as he grew up, where there had been a lot of failure for him. And I don't just mean like his baseball was concerned. And he wasn't a finished product. None of us are, right? We're still, I'm 50 and I'm still working on trying to be the best version of myself that I can be. And he grew. And it's funny that you have someone like that come into your organization. If you remember, it was Dustin Hermanson and Shingo Takatsu who were the guys who were closing out games. And then Shingo became ineffective and Dustin Hermanson's back started hurting and they had to go to this guy. And the White Sox had all of the things that they needed. Tanny, you know what I've been thinking about a lot, like since we're going to revisit all of this stuff with the White Sox this week? I've been thinking about September and I've been thinking about how even though the White Sox won wire to wire, there was that like 2 weeks in September where it was like, oh, bleep. Like,
yeah, I was a bad fan that stretch. You know, I enjoyed, like, this is in retrospect. You're like, oh, yeah, I enjoyed every second of 2005. No, I didn't. There was that stretch where Cleveland was creeping up.
They were three games back, yeah, right?
And I was saying, man, this team is going to, you know, it's never going to happen for my team. You know, I was a bad fan then. But a lot of us, I think, felt the same way. Like, of course, here we go again, you know?
I think it was a three-game series with Cleveland and the White Sox swept. So then it was like, happy times are here and they're going to the playoffs.
Did it get as close as a half game? Like Joe Creedy, I was there the night that Joe Creedy hit that walk-off.
I was there.
Like that's when I felt like things would be okay again. Joe Creedy walks off Cleveland and I remember leaving down the ramps that night and people are singing the Go Go White Sox song.
That's a beautiful memory right there.
Yeah.
It's fun. And I'm glad that we're all going to get a chance to relive the 20th anniversary of the White Sox winning the World Series this weekend. And one of the people that's going to be able to relive it is Neil Kotz. We got in contact with him and he's going to join us. So we're going to talk about the reunion and we're going to talk about his friend and teammate, Bobby Jenks. Don't go anywhere. Spiegel and Holmes on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.